And one of the ways states have tried to cut budget deficits is by closing interstate rest stops, I guess on the theory that every little bit counts. Virginia shut down its highway stops, but yesterday the state announced that it's reopening 19 of them. NPR's Adam Hochberg has more.
The decision to reopen the rest stops is one of the first actions of Virginia's new governor, Republican Bob McDonnell, who took office just this past weekend. During the campaign, he criticized his predecessor for shutting the facilities down, and yesterday he announced they'll start reopening next month.
For our travelers that come to Virginia that see tape across the entrance to the rest stop, it's a sign that Virginia is closed for business. It's exactly the opposite signal that I need to send to people across the country.
Former Governor Tim Kaine hoped to save about $9 million a year closing about half of Virginia's rest areas. The state now plans to cut money instead from road maintenance and also will seek private donations to fund the facilities. John Townsend of the AAA Motor Club applauded the decision. He says drivers do in fact stop more often in places where rest areas are available.
We recommend routinely that you should stop every 2 hours or every 100 miles. And now this puts certainty back into one's travel.
But even as Virginia reopens its rest areas, New York's governor this weekend proposed closing some there. Maine, Colorado, and Vermont also have shut some down to save money. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.